something that you and I have talked about before, namely when you retire and when you can get a COLA, is still something that people are not clear on.
Well, I think because we sometimes call that January pay adjustment that employees used to get a COLA, and it really wasn't. It was a congressionally approved, politically motivated pay raise that now has been frozen for a while. So I think when employees retire and they hear that there's going to be a COLA in January, they think if they get off the payroll before January 1st that they might actually get it. But unfortunately, you would have had to have already been retired.
Mm-hmm.
So that first COLA that our current employees are going to get when they retire, maybe as soon as December 31st is when they might retire, won't actually show up until next January, January of 2013. So if you're retiring the end of this month, whatever your retirement is what it will be until at least next January.
And really, when you stop and think about it logically, that makes sense. I mean, mm-hmm. technically, you're not collecting your pension until January 1st. So
right.
it would seem kind of weird to start to get it bumped up the very first day you started collecting it.
Hey, we can always hope, right?
Well, yeah, I guess a guy can dream, right?
That's right.
Is this the only misconception that you run into? I imagine not.
No, there's some other things, too, because not everybody gets the same COLA. The CSRS retirees and those who retire under civil service offset, civil service law enforcement, they all get the full immediate COLA after they retire. So for someone who might retire, let's say, the middle of the year in 2012, they may get a 6/12 of a COLA come January 1st of next year, 4/12, however many months they're retired.
Okay.
But the employees who retire under FERS and those who have transferred to FERS and even the FERS special groups like law enforcement, they'll get a diet COLA when there's a COLA. And what that means is that if the cost of living adjustment for Social Security recipients and military retirees and civil service retirees happens to be 3% or more than 3%, they'll get 1% less. The only time they get the full cost of living is if it's less than 2%. So between 2 and 3%, they get 2. So they get kind of a diet COLA, as we've been calling it. And the FERS retirees who are not in a special group don't get any COLA until they're age 62. So for someone who might have retired under FERS, the newer retirement system, maybe at age 56, they can go 6 years with the same retirement check every month. It's a level payment until age 62. So those are some things for employees to think about who are retiring at a younger age.
Well, I imagine those things are still in place, even if somebody, say, takes an early out or takes a buyout.
Absolutely.
Those things still apply?
Yeah, they still apply. So it's still a delayed COLA. So you have to keep in mind that, you know, there's not going to be that adjustment to help keep pace with inflation. If we start entering years of, you know, higher inflationary times, that can take its toll on the value of your benefit. So you have to be careful.
Now, this is the first time that you and I have spoken since the end of open season for this year. So we're still now 11 and a half months away from that. As the year winds down, what should I be thinking about? What should I be looking at? What should I be doing now that I have either done something about my FEHBP or didn't and am content to let it ride for next year?
You mean in terms of insurance?
Anything.
Well, the one thing to be aware of, and employees may have been notified about this, maybe not, but the life insurance premiums are changing for next year. So if you carry government life insurance, you'll notice in your first check, your first paycheck that you receive after January 1st, some of you will actually receive a bigger paycheck because some of those life insurance premiums are actually coming down as much as 10 cents per thousand biweekly. But yet on other groups, the premiums could be going up a little. So if you notice a difference in your FEGLI premiums next year, you'll know that was a result of this recent change that's happening on January 1st. As far as health benefits goes, just make sure you've adjusted your flexible spending accounts and you know which plan you're in so that in January, even if you've changed plans, you can start using that new plan on January 1st. But if you haven't received your new cards yet, you might have to call the insurance company or contact your benefits office to get a copy of your enrollment form so you can use that when you visit the doctors early in the year.
I'm going to scribble a little note down here, Tammy, and the next time that we talk, I want to chat with you a little bit about life insurance, because when you said FEGLI, I think about the commercials that I hear about, oh, you shouldn't use FEGLI, you should buy our life insurance instead, and even the commercials that I hear don't have anything to do with the federal government necessarily, but people talking about how premiums for life insurance, especially term life, have come down dramatically in the last couple of years.
And people aren't dying like they used to.
Well, and I think it might be a good time for folks to think about that.
Absolutely.
And look at whether they're really getting the best deal that they can on life insurance. So let's talk about that the next time that you're on, if we can.
That sounds good to me.